You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Yeah. Fool. You know how we do it.
You got to let the "you know how we do it" drop before you say something.
Right.
Good morning, Truth Nation. You know how we do it. This is Truth Be Told with Telly. We have guest co-hosts, the legendary Homer Blow in the building on this hump day.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Great morning, everyone.
Yes. If you're just getting your morning started, we hope that everything is off to a smooth start. You're on your way to work, and we can help you get there.
That part.
Yeah. We've been talking about NPS, but this is a topic that I know a lot of people will definitely be interested in. And there's been a lot of talk about this ever since the election, Homer, mm-hmm. in terms of black women wanting to take a step back, saying, hey, you know what? We fought hard. We exhausted. A lot of emotions went into mm-hmm. Madam Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign and did not get the results. And they say taking a step back. But I'll let you introduce it because you pose this question, mm-hmm. and I think it definitely ties into everything that's going on in the climate we're in right now.
Absolutely. And this situation is one that, you know, the community sees it a lot. And I definitely want some sisters to call in, give your thoughts and opinions. I want some of the brothers to call in, give your thoughts and opinions. You can do it on the Truth Nation YouTube page and watch the show and hear it live, see it. What, in women's opinion, all right, and brothers, I need you to understand how I am posing this particular topic. What, in women's opinion, do black men need to do to help change the narrative? Because there's a lot of black women that don't feel safe with the black men in the community. There's a lot of women who have just lost that, you know, that trust factor when it comes to black men. There are men who would rather film women being abused and taken advantage of. And instead of stepping in and doing what we know is called, you know, being a man, you're filming a woman being harassed, and you can tell that this woman is not engaging for this. And instead of doing something about it, you film it and be talking about, man, that couldn't be my mama, that couldn't be my sister, because then I would do something.
Yeah.
So instead of looking at it as a community thing as a whole, and some of the boys that are out here, and we're talking about, well, maybe the daddy's not there in the house. The biological may be in prison. He may be deceased. Any of those things. And mentorship programs are always looking for brothers to step up to help with some of these wayward teens that may be going in a different direction. So what do you think, in your opinion, ladies, needs to happen so that security feeling, the trusting feeling, can return in the black community with black men and black women? And this is not saying that you have to be in a relationship with them. You got to be married to them. But what are some things that would make you comfortable and feel safe and protected and being able to truly stand up for the black men in the community and in society? And then with the sisters that talked about the Kamala Harris situation, like, I'm pulling black because I feel like a lot of black men didn't step up.
Yeah. And it creates a farther wedge and divide between black men and black women.
Yep.
Because when Bailey Coleman, another one of our great guest co-hosts, she talks about being one of the 92%ers, that 92% of the black women that voted for Madam Vice President.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. What about, and so they, black women are exhausted, they're tired, they felt like this was a fight that they could have won, should have won, and didn't win. And so we're going to take a step back. But what about the black men who voted for Madam Vice President Harris?
Like myself.
Can you afford to take 4 years off and take a step back?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a 24/7 fight.
Okay. I was just curious. Yes, because the fight does continue. It doesn't stop because we didn't get the results that we wanted. But I think this all goes into the narrative of what we are expecting of each other.
Yeah. And they feel let down. They feel let down.
Yes.
Because in a lot of instances, unfortunately, there were a lot of black men that said that they not voting for her.
Yes. And on top of that, you talked about the narrative or changing the narrative of black women feeling safe in our community and what can black men do to aid that. And men, we want to hear from you as well, because this is something that hasn't been demonstrated. Like Homer talked about, you have people that will take out their camera phone mm-hmm. before actually engaging or trying to de-escalate the situation.
Right.
And when we were talking about the all black affair experience and the fight that happened there and someone pulling out their camera as opposed to helping.
Right.
Then we had comments on our YouTube message board saying, hey, I'm not getting into that, or I'm not about to get beat up. Or,
and it were men, and it was some men that were saying that.
Yes, that were men that were saying that. Like, yes. And so, men, what does it take for you to care enough to make sure that all women are safe in a situation where you are present and can make a difference, as opposed to just sitting back again, watching stuff happen.
Right.
But like we said, we had some guys that text in and called in and said, man, I ain't dealing with that. I'm not Captain Save a,
right,
you know what?
Right.
And,
right.
And so we have to have this conversation, because we have to come up with an agreement, because more oftentimes than not, Homer, it's usually miscommunication, communication breakdown.
Correct.
It's not that I may disagree with you or I may not want to do what you think is best. It's just we haven't talked to figure out, or you explain why that's maybe the best
right,
thing for me to do.
Right, right, right. And so, ladies, again, I think that you need to, in part of that communication gap, and I'm not saying that, well, I've said it too many times. Well, we going to learn today. Let's say it this morning. Let's have the dialogue. Let's have the conversation. Call in 833-212-1017. 833-212-1017. Get on to the YouTube chat here and let us know your thoughts and opinions of what it's going to take. Because if we can't have these communications and we can't have this dialogue, then we're going to continue to go through and doing some things that we are perceiving is doing the right thing. Our perception is, well, we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. But to a lot of women, is like the reality is, no, the hell y'all not.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what are some of those things that we need to talk about and that you feel need to change? Brothers, again, you call in as well and let us know. But now, don't take it on an attack narrative. But what can we truly do to try to bridge this gap, mend what has been messed up?
Because here's the thing. Change definitely needs to come. If you think that it could just stay the way it is, the status quo, not a good thing.
Right.
Not a good thing. There are, especially moving forward into next year, we know the president, the administration that's about to take place. This is not the time to be divided.
Right.
And if this is the time where these conversations need to be had, let's have them. And let's not be afraid to have them. Let's have the platform, because we don't want to wait until decisions are imminent.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're like, well, you know, you never said this, or you never talked about this, or you
would have started doing this. Right. If y'all would have did this, and if y'all would have did that, because again, when we just keep it in silos, and I'm saying throw out the window the fact of, well, we done said it too many times. Well, let's learn today. because somebody probably didn't hear it then. So let's find out what is it that has this division, because it's deep rooted.
Yes.
It is deep rooted. Yes. And there are sisters be like, I don't need no man. I don't need, you know, because what y'all going to do anyway? Y'all not going to do nothing. Y'all don't do this. Y'all don't do that. Let's talk about these things and find out what needs to change in a woman's mind.
Yeah, because perception is reality. And if someone is perceiving you that way, that's what they're going to think you are.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, they could look at you and be like, yeah, that brother probably voted for Trump.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, there's this narrative. There's this disdain.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Then, well, if he voted for Trump, he must also think this. Mm-hmm. He must also think that. And then going to the root of it, you probably didn't even vote for him.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But you have all of these things that are swirling in a lot of black women's heads, and it's not good. It's not positive. It's not productive. And this is the time, once again, we can have these conversations. Ricky, we have someone on the line. We have George on our True Talking text line. George, good morning. What's your question or comment?
Good morning, brother. How y'all doing?
Bless. Great morning to you.
First, I got one comment. It's a false narrative that black men didn't vote for Kamala Harris. 78% of black men who voted for Kamala Harris. So the people who messed us over was those white women who act like they was going to vote for Kamala Harris, but they voted for Trump. But we got to move past that. I think the way to help our community feel safe, especially our women, because I feel for that, right? Mm-hmm. Being a son and a father and a husband. We need to get back to having families. We got too many single households out here, and we need to start building our community back with families. Moms, dads, and kids are making these connections. That's the Williams next door. That's the Davis. That's the Jones. We need to have that connection. We were always connected as black people when we were tribal and we were families. And we need to get back to loving one another as families.
And I hear you, and I agree with that. But we also have to look at the reality that is not how a lot of these situations are. So the Williams may not necessarily be biological in the situations, but I think that we have a duty to step up, because blended families, whatever you choose to call them or whatever the case may be, I think that that will bring us the family narrative, because some women were in abusive and toxic relationships. So that that Williams
Absolutely.
Family can't exist with the person that they may have wanted it to exist with. But we got to get back to where we stepped in, and your child was my child.
I'll give you this example, bruh. I'm married to my lovely wife, blessed to be married to her. She has three lovely sisters. One of them is not married. I am just as protective of her as I am of my wife, because that's my family. The same way I think my cousins who don't have men in their household know they can call me and reach upon me as their protectionist. All of our women won't be married, but at least they'll be covered by somebody in the family. Mm-hmm. And that's what I mean by
family.
There
you go.
We need more of that becoming structure.
Absolutely.
If my family meets your family, now we're going to protect each other as family.
There you go.
We're showing love. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then it just spread. Like, oftentimes we got to start somewhere. We got to start with love, because we're doing too much talking, and we need to love on one another and know that we got way more in common than we do that's different. We got to understand that, man.
George, man, thank you for the call. Powerful words. We appreciate you calling, as well as your listenership. Let's hear from Sally. Sally, you're on Truth Be Told with Telly and Homer. Good morning.
Good morning. I want to echo off what I just heard. I think that black men should be protective of black females, whether they're related or not. I don't think that I should be afraid of seeing a group of black men. Sometimes I am, I'll be honest. But I just go on through and speak to them and you know, keep going. But I would like it if I felt more protected, you know, and like I wasn't getting robbed and nobody's stealing my car again. And, you know, it's like, why are you messing with people that look like you? We should be supporting each other. Yeah. I guess that's about it.
All right. Thank you, Sally. We appreciate it. And we totally agree with
Absolutely.
That. You definitely, if you don't have any other brothers that agree with you. You got two brothers in this studio right now.
Absolutely.
That agree with you because that it costs nothing to look out for one another.
Real talk.
And again, it just sometimes it just takes that one caring word. You don't know what that may mean to somebody who may not have had or have heard a caring word.
Correct.
In years. So to just sit there and ignore or say that ain't got nothing to do with me, that's just as irresponsible as allowing it to happen.
Correct. Correct.
Yes. Yes. So we're going to keep this conversation going on the other side of the break. Rufus, we see you. We're going to get straight to you after we pay some bills. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, we have big news. Mark your calendars for Friday, February 28th, as we will be hosting our first annual Truth Community Awards celebrating individuals making a real difference in our community. We will honor the excellence in our community and recognize the quiet warriors creating extraordinary impacts. Tickets go on sale soon, and you do not want to miss this night of inspiration and celebration. Come celebrate with us on Friday, February 28th at the Truth Community Awards, presented by Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel. Man, the True Talking text line has been blowing up, as well as our YouTube message board. Hit us up, 833-212-1017, and stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Rufus, I'm about to come to you, but before I do, I want to read Alexis' text message. Alexis says, I feel like black men need to start raising their sons to respect women. A lot of men wanted to be players and taught their sons and nephews to do the same. And some of that causes the sons not to respect their mothers and feel no need to respect any other woman. Hey, no pushback there.
Right. Absolutely. And I think that's what I want a lot of women to understand and know. We're talking about, I don't like what I call the mirror, where we're asking women what it is. And even though we want to hear from the men, when the blame flips around. So we're not saying, what is it that women are doing and what is it that men are doing? We're asking the women, what do they feel we as black men need to do to restore the trust, the respect, the confidence in black men? Because it's void right now in a lot of situations.
Yeah.
And therefore, it's like, yeah, we want to hear it. Even if we feel like, well, but y'all doing that too. That's the mirror to me. Yo, ladies, y'all the ones raising them, this, that, and the other. Let's hear what they have to say and then come with another, you know, narrative / solution. What are the solutions? Because we can talk about, we got to first talk about the problem. What is the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Now we can come back and talk about, well, what are some of the solutions in your opinion, which is we want to get some of the women's opinions and solutions.
That's right. We'll see if Rufus can offer up a solution. Rufus, you're on Truth Be Told with Telly and Homer. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me? And how much time do I have?
Let's make it brief. And yes, we can hear you.
All right. So did you hear about the woman who tried to spring her baby daddy from the federal jail and then they went home? Like, I don't know what the charges were, but I don't know. That's a weird tangent. I'm sorry. I'm off on another topic. All right. So you got an issue already with, gender roles and, like, you know, earning and everything, like disparities and reasons and, like, histories and everything. And that plays a huge role in how relationships are today. Because a man will say, like, you know, when he's not ready for a relationship, like, you know, I'm focusing on my career and developing. And at the same time, like, you know, women can do the same thing, but it's a little bit different because, you know, we got to get rid of some of these terms that we use as descriptions, affirmations, and rationalizations. Whether all your frustrations when you don't want to deal with a problem or you want to take the easy way out, you're going to cop out, right? And you kind of, like, you know, use what you have to your advantage to get the advantage. So, like, let's say, like, you know, I understand the practicality and sexuality and, you know, but when did that become so confused with feminism? Like, you know, so, like, in a relationship, what does it matter who's earning more if you have a common goal to have a stable house. And that's a lot of the issue right now. Dominance at home. People need to learn to work together instead of being having kings or queens in the home. Come back to that.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much, Rufus. We appreciate it. And LT on our talking text line says they are strong black women. What do they need us for? They'd like to tell black men to go into the trades while telling black women to go to Spelman. When they go into management because they went to college and black men are employees because they went into the trades, black women are harder on us than any white management or white employee. We are simply here to have kids by and blame for that, too.
See, this is why the ladies need to call in and just give your opinion on what it is that you need, what it is that you'd like to see to change the narrative of some brothers that may have the thoughts and opinions that we've heard in some of these situations.
Mm-hmm.
How did we disconnect in that manner, and how can we reconnect? So I'm interested in how we can reconnect and break all of the divisiveness that is going on in our situation and in our community, to where we have treated ourselves like the old school Hatfields and the McCoys.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? We are fighting amongst each other, which is not going to get us to any solutions. It's just going to be argumentative.
Yes. And I know one thing that I think that has plagued us quite a bit as a community is defining roles and playing your role. A lot of times we want to take on a role, another role, before we even accomplish or do the role that we have now.
That part.
I want to be the boss, or I want to be the CEO. I want to do this and I want to do that. But I can't even handle being a manager.
Right. I haven't even done the work to get to that level.
Yes. But- and so, and I think that in terms of roles where they've been blended, and a lot of it has to do with single parent households where, you know, some moms feel like they got to be mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
They got to play both roles.
Mm-hmm.
You have other people that, again, they want to take on other roles as opposed to trying to play their role as much as can. I think that is one of the things. But, I mean, there's a plenty of things. This is a wide range of things.
Absolutely.
That needs to come together. And again, I think it all takes communication. And once everybody can get on the same page, they will. Amber, you're on Truth Be Told with Telly and Homer. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
I have a comment. Like you said, communication is the key. And just off of what the man just said, I mean, who is supposed to be harder on a black man than a black woman? You know what I mean? Like, we need you guys to be our protection and our cover. And a lot of black men don't do that. They would treat other people better than they treat black women. So, of course, we're going to be harder on you because we know what we need from you. And if you're not showing that, then because we are the mothers of our culture, even if we're not your mother, we're still the black mother. So if you're not behaving or doing what you need to do as a black man, of course we're going to be hard. Just like I'm hard with my sons because I know what I expect from them. I know that I expect for them to be respectful to any woman, not just black women, but mostly black women, because we are so unprotected. And we wouldn't feel like we have to be so strong if we had the black man on our side like we should, like they used to be. Black men used to be the one that we went to when things went down. But now everybody goes to the black woman. So what do you expect? When stuff gets hard, they go to the black woman. That's just like with the elections. They're saying like, oh, the black women holds the vote. The black women dictates this, but it shouldn't be that way. We're supposed to be the mothers. We're not supposed to be the protectors.
I hear the passion in your voice, And this is where I'm going with this, Telly. This is why I know that these things need to be talked about. Black men need to hear women express themselves the same way you just did. And the conversation, no matter how hard, how tough it might be to have to take in what it is, we're talking about women with their own opinions and their emotions and their feelings about these situations.
Their wants and their needs.
Yeah.
And Amber, before we let you go, I just want to ask you a question for some black men who may feel like, man, it's already hard on me. I got, you know, the white man on my head at work. And then I come home and I got the black woman on my neck about this and about that. So is there anything that you feel like in terms of black men can navigate through those feelings to make sure that at the end of the day, the black woman does feel protected?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
No, I was just asking for the frustrated black man that feels like, man, I have, because you talked about black women need to be hard on black men because you know what you are expecting of them. But I'm saying for the black man that feels like he's getting it from everywhere, he feels like they're hard on him at work. You know, the white man is hard on him at work, and then he comes home, and then the black woman is hard on him, you know, basically trying to do the things that a man is supposed to do. So what do you say to someone in that type of situation in terms of navigating to still feel like they can be there to protect black women?
I feel like such is life. You know what I mean? Like, we all get it, okay? But I understand it's hard being a black man in America, but it's also hard being a black woman in America. You know what I mean? It's like your back is supposed to be strong, just like our back is strong. So if you have this understanding in your home, because that's what it boils down to. If you don't have an understanding in your home, then of course you're going to come home and get it from the black woman. Mm-hmm. But if you have an understanding and you have your standing in your home to where you have your respect and you know you could come home and talk to your black woman about what is going on, then you wouldn't have those problems. You can't treat a black woman as if she's just there to cook your food and do this and do that and then expect for you to be able to let your load off on her when you don't even give her the nurturing that she needs.
Yeah. Amber,
how is she supposed to nurture you if you don't nurture her?
Amber, you pose great questions, and this is the reason why we wanted to open this conversation, and we're
absolutely
so glad that
absolutely
you are expressing this, because these are questions and things that black men need to hear.
Absolutely.
And understand. So, Amber, thank you for your call. We appreciate it, and we also appreciate your continued listenership. Boy, the True Talking text line is blowing up. We're going to get to Bobby, Pat, the caller. We got to step aside for a short break, pay some bills, but keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Man, we got to get right back to our phone lines because it's blowing up and we are running out of show.
Yes,
Pat,
sir.
You are on Truth Be Told with Telly and Homer. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
Me?
Yes.
Yes. Good morning.
Oh, okay. Good morning, family. I was just going to say the head of my household is my husband, regardless of what he makes, what type of money he makes. As long as he leads in love, wisdom, and compassion, I feel like, you know, those are the things that count, not what's in his pocket. Also, I feel like that we as black women, and I'm probably going to ruffle some feathers, but we don't respect the black man as far as his opinions, his ideas. As soon as we heard or thought that he didn't vote for Kamala Harris, we went in on him and said that he was uneducated, he was weak. He didn't want to see a black woman. How come black men can't have their own opinions and their own ideas how come it has to be connected to the black woman's idea or other black men ideas? I think that once we start respecting the black man for having his own ideas, then we can respect, you know, more of what he does, because sometimes, you know, it takes the man to lead and have ideas for us to move on. And I also want to say, women that walk around and say, oh, I'm a boss, I'm a this, I'm a that. How come if you're a boss, why you can't put your man on? You understand what I'm saying? So if he makes less money than you and you are making all of this money, how about send him to school to be a mechanic or a carpenter? Those people make a lot of money, or a plumber, a lot of money. So if it's all about money and respecting the man, then, and you a sister and you got the opportunity to put him in those places and in them spaces, then how about help him? How about we help each other? You know what I'm saying? That's all, man. I'm saying.
Hold on, Pat. I'm reaching for my wallet because you preaching, baby. You're gonna get it. Yes. We definitely feel you there. Thank you so much. And sometime, Homer, you need to hear that from a black woman.
There you go.
Because and yes, Pat, you said that it may ruffle some feathers. It ruffles feathers for the people that don't have respect for themselves.
I'd rather hear a woman be able to say it.
Thank y'all very much, brother.
Thank you, sister. But
thank you, Pat.
I'd rather let a woman be the one to say those things,
yes,
as opposed to, because if a man had said the same things, then he would have been like, see, this is what we're talking about. So that's why I say, let's hear from the sister.
Yes, and it comes down to respect, because respect and trust go together. And you're not going to trust somebody that you don't respect, but you will follow somebody that you respect.
There you go.
And allow them to lead, like Pat started off by saying, my husband is the head of my household, mm-hmm, and not because of his money.
Right.
And so, man, great, great points there, Pat. We appreciate it. Cadence hit us on our YouTube message board and said, great convo today, guys. Sadly, we have moved away from family morals and values taught to our kids. Black men do treat other races better, yet we get no respect, just hate. See, that's another perspective that I didn't know that black women felt like, because I know personally I don't. I treat, you know, black women way better than any other race and gender. But there are women that feel that way.
Absolutely.
And the sad part about it is, Homer, that person who texted that in probably has about 5 to 7 examples.
Right.
Of it,
right?
You know, black men treating other races better. But boy, this is getting hot in here. The caller, you are on Truth Be Told with Telly and Homer. Good morning.
Good morning, brothers. I would just say sometimes we too generously use the words men and women, and I text to that point. There are black males who abuse, who lie on black women, like those 20% black men who decided to vote for somebody who said they want to be Hitler, as opposed to someone who walks in Shirley Chisholm's historic shoes and said she was not black when her father came from West Africa, his ancestors just like ours. I digress. So that small amount of people who we saw do that, I do consider them as males, not men. People who you have to go hard on, most of the time they're not behaving like adults in my life experience. And if I don't think people who are handling their responsibilities like the previous young lady said, in love and nurturing, I don't think you have to go hard on them. Whether it be a man or a woman, I want to send shouts out to all of the single parents, like LeBron James' mother, like Barack Obama's mother, Shelly Hughes' mother, my mom, who was a single parent in the middle of between marrying her second husband, my stepdad, my chosen father and my birth father, who actually got along with each other during my upbringing. So families can look many different ways. And sometimes when you try to force something that isn't there, because maybe you made a mistake in your choice of who to have your child by, you know, early in age, many times that creates this dynamic of going hard against someone and creating that negativity that we see in schools. And children mimic the kid who gets attention, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So I can remember the bad kid could sometimes disrupt the whole class. And so I think we've seen that just grow and grow and fester like a purge disease, in my opinion. When I step into schools, it looks like that. I see some kids who probably would rather be learning, but the kid who's cursing the teacher out is getting all the attention. That he's falling out on the floor and saying every name under the sun. And then by the time they get to middle school, now they're doing what I text home about. They're 15 and they think they're bad enough to kick the security guard, who I know personally was actually a nice guy, who wound up losing his job for trying to protect the class. So yeah. I'm going to go back again, Homer. That type of security that we had at the palace,
mm-hmm.
that does exist in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that might be a much better choice than having police label our children. And maybe that's an entrepreneurial opportunity for black men to step into in our city and in many other cities. And so I just love always trying to come up with a solution that is us and not somebody else overseeing us, because that is what I don't think that our women and our children can respect when we turn them over to the police when they're 7.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Appreciate the call.
God bless.
Yes. God bless you as well. Thank you so much. And Melissa hit us up and says, cut the crap and be honest. For example, I'm a dope woman and take care of my business and family. I don't expect for a man to come in and finance my whole life, but I do expect to be treated with decency and respect, asking with open communication. People are so disingenuous with themselves. I'll continue to be patient with my brothers, but let's come with the same energy.
Man, hearing it from the sisters.
Yes, yes, yes,
what
yes.
Else we got?
And before we step aside, I have another one. This is Miss Nikki. Miss Nikki says, I would like to see black men make a concerted effort to address and resolve the challenges that are within their control. Unfortunately, black men often face disproportionate struggles, such as being overrepresented in incarceration, underrepresented in education compared to other ethnic groups, and impacted by issues like intra-community violence. These are significant problems and is essential for black men to take the lead in addressing them. I want to see more conversations focused on solutions about how black men can unite to create meaningful change for themselves and their communities.
Man, listen, man, let's talk. Let's tell the truth. Let's tell
yes,
the truth.
Yes, that's what we're here to do.
Shout out to Dia Wright that sent me a text from the Office of Early Childhood Initiative, reminding people that the learning for these children, when we're talking about the kids, you know, it starts from like 1 year old. You feel what I'm saying? Between 1 and 5, those are the real true learning stages that you got to start making sure that they can understand the simplistic things that will mean so much more as they continue to develop. So we got to grab them when they 1 to 5 years old and understand how important what we're putting into them is. Mm-hmm. And so you have a lot of women that are trying to deal with trying to have that right male role model. If they are no longer with the biological father, or he's incarcerated, or he's deceased, to have the right male images and role models in that child's life to help that 1 to 5 range. So it's not just a woman that has to do it. And it doesn't have to be your biological child, in my opinion, to have that.
Yes, and it does. It starts so early. And just knowing their responsibility as a parent and understanding that this child is going to soak in
sponge.
Everything that they are seeing.
Sponge.
And if, like, I know for me, I was raised by a single mom,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't have a relationship with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
But when it was time for me to become a dad, I couldn't use it as an excuse.
Right.
I couldn't say, well, I don't know how to be a daddy. I didn't have one.
Listen.
You got to figure it out.
Listen, bro.
And another thing that I know started at an early age and being raised by a single mom is my respect for women.
Mm-hmm.
And respecting my mother, respecting my sister. And it started Where? At home.
There you go.
And if I'm going to respect them, I'm going to go out in the world and treat other women that way.
And now the homes are so broken and some of them are so toxic that you can't raise a healthy child because you're just kicking to the curb that they're sponges. And the good, the bad, the ugly, they're absorbing all of that.
Yes.
And if they hear more ugliness and they see more ugliness, then you can't ask why is their behavior so ugly later in life.
Yeah, because if they see toxic, guess what? It's probably going to induce toxic behavior.
Airborne.
But just imagine if you foster an environment of love and showing that you can love a healthy relationship where you can talk, you can laugh, you can cry, you can argue, you can forgive, you can forget. Mm-hmm. All of those things that incorporate what life is about, if they're seeing that, and to me, that was something that was important for my kids to see a healthy relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because how often do you see where the parents are arguing or divorced or they always into it or this, that, and the other? But what happens if they see a healthy relationship, a loving relationship? If that's the only thing that you know, that's the only thing that you're going to seek.
Yep.
You're not going to go out and seek a toxic relationship because you don't even know what that looks like.
Right.
You know, so, but I tell you what, this is a really, really good conversation. I hate that we are coming to the end, but we're going to take our final break. And when we do return, we are going to have our truth of the matter. Truth Nation, y'all get mad props from me today.
Hey.
Thank you for your engagement. Keep it locked right here. More Truth Be Told with Telly after this.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, before we get to our truth of the matter, we want to remind you that the award-winning 101.7 The Truth is the proud home of Milwaukee Panthers basketball. We have a huge conference clash tonight as the Panthers travel north to take on their cross-state rival, the UW Green Bay Phoenix. Scott Wars has the coverage starting at 5:30 p.m. on 101.7 The Truth and the Milwaukee Panthers Sports Network from Learfield. Tip-off is set for 6 o'clock. And with that being said, man, Homer, we were just talking about it during the break. We hate that this show is about to end.
Right,
we can always continue this conversation. But great conversation today. We appreciate all the input, Truth Nation, all the engagement on our YouTube message board, as well as our Truth Talking text line. And with that being said, Mr. Blow, what is your truth of the matter?
Well, you know, communication, man. Communication is the most important thing in any type of relationship, whether it's business, friendship, a woman, man, intimate, whatever it is, communication. Because if we don't have communication, it creates misunderstandings. And if you don't comprehend something that somebody is talking about, let them know. Be like, can you please explain that to me? I don't understand this. And not make it in an argumentative sense. There's a lot of problems that we have that we need to fix. Some of them are easier fixes than some. And I just feel that we as a people got to start working on that, men and women. Also, with MPS, we have to find out who's going to come to the table and literally let us know what the real deal is. Sit down and have that real hard conversation with the community. Come on and tell us you're going to call in to the truth. Be told and let people know, someone from MPD, someone from MPS, and let us know what the hell is going on, because obviously the community is divided and confused. I want to talk about two things that I'll be doing this week. I want to say to the Salvation Army Celebrity Bell Ringer, I will be at the Milwaukee Public Market on Thursday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Come down, donate to the Salvation Army. And then, of course, on Saturday, the Homer Blow Foundation, Inc. I always partner up with Miss D, Mama Raisa McCullum at the King Center in Milwaukee County, and other partners for the Breakfast with Santa. 250 kids, 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Free gifts, free breakfast with Santa, pictures with Santa, games to play. So get there early. Doors open at 9 a.m. I'm always proud to be a part of that.
Oh, man, that is so great. Thank you so much for that. Mr. Blow. Before I get to my truth of the matter, I just want to hit this last comment on our YouTube message board. And DD, we feel you. We understand. DD says, Homer, this is not the time for a break. Bad enough we come to the end of the show. Let us have that. Too many commercials, especially when the show is going good.
But that's how we get paid, DD. I'm sorry. More commercials, more money. I'm just saying.
But we definitely appreciate it, DD, and we will continue this conversation. And I don't know who this is on Black 995. Ricky, let's block him. That is a little ridiculous. But anyway, my truth of the matter is going back to what Homer was just talking about, communication. And this is the reason why we feel like this is a great platform to have these type of conversations. And if we can start having these conversations and continue them, then solutions are bound to happen, because you can't just continue to talk about the problem. Now that we have identified the problem, let's try to figure out a way to come up with a solution. And it seems like that is all about community and getting back to that family and that type of structure where it takes a village to raise a family. And as far as MPS and MPD, don't allow your differences to affect the kids, because what it's sounding like to me is a group of adults on this side and a group of adults on this side that can't come together. And then you have someone like Assembly Speaker Robin Voss who's saying, hey, if y'all can't get it together, we're going to cut the budget, which is going to ultimately affect the kids. So MPS, MPD, let's get it together. And it's only 25 officers. Let's figure it out. It can't cost that much.
Hashtag that.
Yes,
part.
Yes. So, again, thank you, Truth Nation, for all of your engagement, all of your talk. Your text messages, your YouTube messages, as well as the phone calls, the legendary Homer Blow. As always, appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. It's always great working with you, Telly. I love it.
Yes, great show. Up next is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. Peace out.